Welcome to the NewsHour. It is the final night of the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, which has been unlike what anyone expected just a month ago. In a few hours, Vice President Kamala Harris is set to accept her party's nomination for president and outline her vision for the country.
Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, set the stage for her last night as he introduced himself to the American people and accepted his nomination, all with some Midwestern flair. Night three at the DNC featured rising party stars.
That is the story of America.
A parade of celebrities.
What's up, DNC?
And a musical nod to Minnesota. But the state's governor and evening's headliner, Tim Walz, was introduced by this group.
Come on out, Scarlets!
Former members of the high school football team he once coached. In the biggest speech of his political career, Walz introduced himself to America as a small-town kid, former National Guardsman and high school teacher whose students inspired him to run for office.
They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together.
Peppering his speech with the familiar campaign message of freedom.
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and the personal choices they make. And even if we wouldn't make those same choices for ourselves, we've got a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
With his wife, Gwen, watching on, Walz recounted their fertility struggles before having their daughter, Hope, and son, Gus.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Bringing 17-year-old Gus to his feet in tears as he pointed to the stage, saying, "That's my dad."
I'm letting you in.
The Harris-Walz campaign has embraced a direction best summed up in a single word.
Joy, joy comes in the morning.
Kamala Harris, the president of joy.
There is joy in it.
Joy!
A message underscored in a surprise appearance by hometown hero Oprah Winfrey.
We won't be set back, pushed back, bullied back, kicked back. We're not going back.
Several speakers, in fact, issued sharp rebukes of Vice President Kamala Harris's opponent, former President Donald Trump, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with. But he just won't go away. Bro, we broke up with you for a reason.
So the next time you hear him, don't count the lies. Count the eyes.
Former President Bill Clinton warned of complacency post-convention as the shadow of his wife Hillary Clinton's 2016 loss still looms over the party.
We've seen more than one election slip away from us when we thought it couldn't happen. When people got distracted by phony issues or overconfident.
And once again, this Democratic convention relied on Republicans to help make the case for their candidate, like former Mike Pence advisor Olivia Troy.
You aren't voting for a Democrat. You're voting for democracy.
In stark contrast to the raucous cheers, a somber, steady chant broke out as the parents of Israeli-American Hamas hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin took the stage. Calling for a ceasefire and speaking directly to their son.
Hirsch, Hirsch, if you can hear us, we love you. Stay strong. Survive.
But outside the arena, a frustrated group of uncommitted delegates staged a sit-in after learning their request for a Palestinian-American speaking slot was denied by the DNC. The top of the Republican ticket, meanwhile, worked to counter-program in Battleground, Arizona.
Comrade Kamala Harris. I call her comrade because she is a radical left Marxist. She wants open borders.
Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, spoke at a sheriff's office in Georgia.
What a dynamic duo they make. A dynamic duo for people
who don't like law enforcement, a dynamic duo for people who want to make our streets less safe.
Back in Chicago, Democrats are gearing up for the convention's grand finale and the historic moment their candidate will accept her party's nomination for president.